First today, we're going to the Middle East for an update from the war-torn country of Yemen. It's located between Saudi Arabia and the Gulf of Aden. Its location's important because Yemen also borders one of the world's most used shipping lanes, where the Red Sea meets the Gulf of Aden. And its ongoing civil war, which flared up in 2011, could have an impact on international shipping. 99% of Yemen's 28 million people are Muslim, but there are religious divisions among them. Most Yemenis are Sunni Muslim, but just over a third are Shiite Muslim. And for years, a Shiite militant group called the Houthis has been rebelling against the Yemeni government. International officials believe the Houthis are supported by Iran, a predominantly Shiite Muslim country. The Yemeni government forces are supported by Saudi Arabia, a predominantly Sunni Muslim country. So religious tensions in the region outside Yemen factor into. The situation, especially for many civilians, is desperate, but there's no end in sight.
Yemen is in the midst of a civil war. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels unseated the internationally recognized government of President Abdurrabbu Hadi in 2015. The Houthi rebels initially took control of the capital, Sana'a, and much of the rest of the country. Saudi Arabia, through airstrikes, leads a coalition, including the UAE, Bahrain, Egypt, and Sudan, supporting the government's ground offensives, who now claim they hold 85% of the country's territory. However, Houthi rebels still control the capital, Sana'a, and the strategic Red Sea port of Hodeidah. The UN report says neither side is doing enough to prevent civilian suffering. More than 13,000 civilian casualties are reported so far, with nearly one-third Yemen's population close to starvation and 1 million at risk of cholera. The value of the Yemeni rial is suffering, fuel is in short supply, and food is getting more expensive. The UN report also accuses Iran of failing to stop direct or indirect supply of Iranian-made ballistic missiles to the Houthi rebels, who fire them at Saudi cities, including the capital, Riyadh. Houthi rebels are threatening international shipping in the Red Sea, warning they'll close the waterway through which one-tenth of the world's maritime trade passes. The conflict is complex. Yemen has always been poor and has long relied on aid from its prosperous northern neighbor, Saudi Arabia. Hadi's government is battling not just Houthi rebels, but Al-Qaeda and ISIS with American military help, and faces a separate, strong separatist movement in the south. For now, the government plans to continue its military offensive to pressure the Houthis to talks. The war is far from over.